this is the only time we get out now.
It's been 3 weeks since Genesee Semler welcomed her daughter Finn, and Finn is fast asleep in a baby carrier as we take a walk from her home in Thousand Oaks.
I think your physical cardiovascular rather conditioning is really important to maintain because, like, I am a little bit older for a first-time mom, and I want to, you know, be able to, like, run and play with her and stuff. And so that's part of it. And then, like, psychologically, it helps me stay sane because this is something I'm doing for myself.
There's a lot to adjust to with a new baby, even more so when pandemic restrictions mean visitors aren't possible and sleep is limited.
What's it been like the first 3 weeks?
Really sleepless. It's been difficult. Zach was helping the first 2 weeks, so this is the first trial by fire moment for me this week. But he takes the midnight feeding, and then she wakes up at 2, and then I get the rest of them. But we try to go to bed around 10, so I get a solid, like, 4 hours a night now, which is actually not too bad. Now, instead of, like, in person, my friends have been texting me a lot, and just, like, you know, sometimes I'll take days to respond to them because I just forget. But they've been really supportive digitally or online. But it would be nice, you know, to have somewhere to go with her for the next, you know, few weeks while I'm still on maternity leave.
It's only the US and Papua New Guinea that have no national policy guaranteeing maternity leave for new mothers. The state of California is better than most states, offering job protections and paid family leave and disability pay to those who qualify. Genesee is already halfway through the 6-week-long maternity leave given by her employer.
You know, it's hard because, like, I never wanted to be a stay-at-home mom, and, you know, no offense to women who do that, but I just, it would be hard for me to tie my identity up completely with a child. So it's a balance. So at the same time, you know, I want to spend time with her and bond with her, but I am kind of looking forward to, I don't know if I'm supposed to say this, but going back, you know, and having my own thing going on, you know, getting some help taking care of her.
What's the childcare plan?
So the childcare plan, so it's actually pretty expensive. Full-time in this area, it's for infant care, it's like $1,600 a month, which is pretty expensive. So we're looking to put her somewhere when she's like 6 months, but realistically it'll probably be 4 or 5 months. I can work from home for a little while, so that will help. And then my mom has offered to help watch her a little bit. So we're gonna try to hold off for as long as possible to avoid that extra expense. And I see, you know, people moving out of California because it's just so expensive to have a house and to have kids and to pay for childcare, even if you're a dual income household. And so we are that, but, you know, that is a concern for us, the almost $2,000 a month extra just to put her in daycare. And that's also why, part of why I'm so, like, determined to breastfeed is, like, I don't want to incur that additional expense of formula, which can get pretty high too.
And we will continue to follow Genesee and Finn here on KCLU. Caroline Faraday, KCLU News.